Summer's here, our gardens are growing, and more farmers markets are opening up in northern Minnesota. And the Cook Area Farmers Market will open on June 20th. Kelly Dahl is the market president. He and his wife, Liz, own Aspen Falls Farm, and Kelly is on the phone to explain what the market is planning this year. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning, Maggie. How are you?
I'm good. I think it's been about 3 years since we last talked about Aspen Falls Farm and the Cook Area's Farmers Market. How are the horses?
They're doing great. They unfortunately, it's starting to become biting fly season, so they're wearing their full armor and out in the pasture, so nothing will stop them from gobbling up a bunch of green grass, that's for sure.
What is morning like on the Little Fork River today?
Oh, it's beautiful. It was a wonderful morning and nice and cool in the morning and not a cloud in the sky and no wind and no bugs. I thought I was still asleep. But,
starting with your own farm, what do you think you'll have ready for the market when it opens on the 20th?
For the market on the 20th, I think we're probably going to have cut gourmet organic lettuce mix that has some nice varieties and colors, very delicious salad. Heads of romaine lettuce, radishes, asparagus, rhubarb, and some of our cottage goods, homemade salsa from ingredients on the farm, and jams and that kind of thing. We'll just see what happens over the next couple of weeks as far as some of the other vegetables.
Well, for people that may not have met you 3 years ago, tell us just a little bit about Aspen Falls Farm.
We have a 200-acre organic farm. It's in Linden Grove Township, just west of Cook, and it's on the Little Fork River, right at the base of the Hannon Waterfall. So our farm just views the waterfall and the river going by, and other than fighting a short growing season and last year hard freeze in the middle of June, it's a great place to grow vegetables.
Oh, dear, life in northern Minnesota.
Exactly. But what's life without a challenge? It'd just be too easy if you're in Iowa or something.
Yeah. So when I got your message last week, it looked like the market is opening soon, but you had a lot of decisions to make about how to do that safely. So how did you and the other market members make those decisions?
Well, we were having meetings, our normal spring meetings, which we start in February to get ready for the market just as the COVID pandemic was starting to crank up. And ironically, in a meeting in March, somebody quipped, well, by the next monthly meeting, we may not be able to have more than 10 people at a meeting. And sure enough, that was the case. So we started meeting by Zoom and taking the temperature of what's going around what's going on at other farmers markets in Minnesota, how they were making plans to open, information from the Minnesota Farmers Market Association about how to safely open. And during that process, obviously, the pandemic went full scale. And there was, of course, the shutdowns and partial reopenings and so forth. So we've gathered information, thought about what is feasible for us given our size and resources and how to best serve the community, both in terms of getting local products and produce to our neighbors and friends, but also keeping them safe. So what we've decided to do is to open, at least initially, in keeping a temperature on what's going on as far as the COVID crisis during the summer, with an online pre-order pickup system. And we use a market platform called Local Line, and you can Google it, just Cook Area Farmers Market Local Line, and you'll get the link. And the farmers and crafters will be loading their goods onto this platform. It's a electronic website catalog, and you'll be able to see what's available on a weekly basis. It's like any other website. You sign up, provide your email address and some basic information, and that will allow you to place orders, which then go to the vendors so they know what to bring. And then on Saturdays at the Cook City Park from 10 to noon, we'll set up a low contact, socially distanced distribution system so that people can come and pick up what they ordered. It's something that we've never done before. I'm sure that a lot of people will, you know, certainly miss the social aspect of the farmers market, which I will and all the members will, because that's really, to me, the best part of it. It's the community gathering. But given, you know, what most health officials are saying in terms of COVID actually expanding more rapidly in rural areas in the, you know, late June, July time frame, and given the fact that our communities tend to be a little bit older, people with some health problems, and as we've known from the news, it doesn't necessarily only affect older people with health problems, but we have to keep our friends and neighbors safe and not swamp our limited health care resources. So we just thought it was a happy medium to start, and some markets are opening live open-air markets. But the recommendations for those are to have, you know, limited entrance and trying to limit the number of people and crowds, having one-way aisles, hand-washing stations, you know, mask policies and so forth. We just didn't feel we had the resources to do that. And our market is in a city park, so there really isn't an entrance and so forth. Right. And I've gotten mixed reviews from people who are attempting to open this way in terms of how people react and whether they're compliant and so forth. So,
yeah. Now, the market, as you're explaining it, it's going to look different, isn't it? It's not going to be just like vendors with their tents. And what do you expect it to look like?
Well, this is the way it's going to look. I mean, the people will be, we're getting the word out about our online catalog. Of course, vendors have their own Facebook pages where they're taking orders and so forth. We're asking customers to place their orders no later than Thursday so that the farmers can gather their goods together. And then weekly, there won't be a series of tents of individual vendors, but there'll be a single distribution point up in the gazebo in the Cook City Park. And we'll set up a line where people can socially distance, and they just come up and pick up and pay for their goods. We're hoping that people will write checks to the vendors, bring exact change. Anything that reduces the amount of contact would be appreciated. Masks are appreciated, but not required. But so that's what it's going to look like. It's basically, it was a hard decision to make because you're turning a weekly fun community festival into a distribution of goods from a single source. But it is a way that several more farmers markets are operating during the COVID crisis, and people are starting to sign up for our catalog. I know that I placed an order for some of my favorite goods, and we'll be picking them up on the 20th. And so that's how it's going to actually look. And keeping our eye on what's happening during the summer to see whether or not we can convert that back to, you know, a more regular open-air market.
So you have to be flexible, it sounds like.
Yeah, it's, there's a lot of things around here are just, they're canceled because of the pandemic. You know, Timber Days was canceled. This St. Louis County Fair has been canceled. We just didn't want to cancel our market. We think it's important to have good, fresh, local produce for members of the community. Several vendors will be offering supplemental nutrition benefits, and with, you know, relatively high unemployment because of the pandemic, it's important to make sure that people are food secure. So this is a way to operate and socially distance with fairly limited resources. We're all volunteers, and we don't have a staff to go mark the floor and put up signs to say stay 6 feet apart and,
right,
you know, that kind of thing.
So you guys also, though, a lot of your traffic has come from, you're at the entrance to Lake Vermilion Country, and you get a lot of visitors and summer residents. Do you have a plan to get this information to them so they can pick stuff up at the market?
Well, we're using every avenue we have. We're using social media. We've been in touch with the city of Cook to get the word out. We've had press releases in the Cook paper, the Ely Cook or Timberjay, the Hometown Focus, and using just our social networks to get the word out to our usual customers. There's just a lot of these folks who live here during the summer or year-round or visit the resorts year in, year out, have contact with our vendors and order during the off-season if it's non-produce item. And so we're getting the word out to them and trying to tell them. And, you know, I'm sure that there are going to be people showing up not knowing that the market's operating differently this year. And so we'll be, you know, distributing information to them so that they can know how to order and how to pick up their orders. I think of it this way, Maggie. It's kind of like this model is kind of like a CSA where, except you're not getting a box of whatever that particular farm has in season, you can go look at the catalog and pick what you want as opposed to what, you know, what's available. So it's a little bit of like an a la carte CSA. So once we get the word out and people are signing up for this catalog, they are contacting our farmers and vendors through Facebook, email, and so forth. So the word is getting out there, but that's a good point. It's tough when you have that kind of a clientele.
Yeah. This local line website, when I talk to folks at the Grand Rapids Farmers Market, they're using it too. Do you think that might become like standardized for farmers markets around the state so that people will, you know, kind of just know to go to a place like that?
You know, it's hard to say. It all depends. I know a number of farmers markets use that platform for both retail and wholesale. Our members are thinking of it as just an experiment in creating basically a virtual co-op, you know, no brick and mortar, but a means for people collectively to sell their produce and products. So, yeah, it's going to be an interesting experiment. And I do know Grand Rapids uses Local Line, and a large number around the state do. There are some other websites that are used. But this, you know, the pandemic has caused us to really think out of the box as to how to operate. And, you know, we're in a tough situation in terms of crowds because the point you made is a good one. A lot of our customers are coming from resorts. They're coming to their cabins. They're coming from Minneapolis, Chicago, Texas, other COVID hotspots. And people have been cooped up for months, and trying to ask them in a crowded environment to socially distance and not have fun it just isn't going to work because they're human beings. They feel like they're, oh, I'm finally out in the in the country. I don't have to worry about this anymore.
Right. Yes. And, you know, what you said earlier about all of the ways that the social aspects of a farmer's market, last time we talked, and then this morning you mentioned that and that it was a big part of it for you. Is there any way that market members and customers will be able to experience any of that this year?
Oh, I think so. I mean, I think when they pick up their goods, inevitably, you know, people are going to be able to see each other and talk and so forth. We're hoping they do so, you know, socially distance and try to be wise about it. But it's just something that's going to be a little bit different this year for at least the beginning of our farmers market. And we're monitoring how the other markets going live and trying to enforce, you know, one way lanes and all of these things, how it goes for them. Because if it works and the people are fairly compliant and it's not super labor intensive, we're certainly going to revisit that.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a big deal for everybody, the people who come, for the vendors and so forth. But it's also a big deal for them to have access to fresh goods, produce, crafts, and so forth. It's amazing how many of our members have, you know, regular customers from all over, so that when they hit their lake cabin, they want to have some White Pines Farm soap, or they want to have some Bear River Farm garlic because they, it's an heirloom garlic that they just love to cook with, So there's a lot of that where you gotta do your best to find a happy medium and serve the public.
Kelly, what is that address for Local Line for people that are interested in ordering for the market on the 20th?
You can either Google Local Line Cook Area Farmers Market, and that link will come up. But the actual link address is www.localline.ca/aspen-falls-farm-1.
Well, Kelly, good luck.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much, Megan. You have a good day.
You too. That is Kelly Dahl from Aspen Falls Farm. He's also president of the Cook Area Farmers Market. The market is open for pickup at 10 a.m. Saturday, June 20th at the gazebo at Cook City Park. And orders for the first market of the year are due by Thursday, June 18th.